Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, buckle up, America. It is going to be a doozy today. Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have got a lot to talk about today. We really need about 5 hours, but we're gonna do our best to consolidate everything I want to say into 3 hours of the best talk radio programming in America, and we appreciate you listening to us. All right, well, let's just get right to this. And the big question of the day is, will you follow President Trump's advice? Now, President Trump is out there, and he's quadrupled down on his request, his demand, that we protest this district attorney who is now threatening to arrest the former president of the United States. Folks, this is the first time in the history of the republic that something like this has happened, if in fact it happens. We are expecting, and this is from President Trump and his team, they are expecting the president to be arrested tomorrow. He will be fingerprinted. We have to imagine a mugshot will be taken. We wonder if, in fact, there will be some sort of a perp walk. We do not know. But at this very hour in New York City, there are police officers that are erecting those barricades, those police barricades, all around the courthouse, all around the district attorney's office. And so my question to you, and we actually asked people about this on Twitter earlier today on our daily Twitter poll, whether or not we should be protesting out in the streets. And honestly, the audience is divided on this. And a lot of people are very concerned, and rightfully so, that you might possibly draw the ire of the FBI and President Biden. Because, folks, I'm telling you, this all smells like this has been orchestrated by the Biden administration. And we all know who's running the Biden administration. Just take your pick: Susan Rice, Barack Hussein Obama. Somebody's pulling the strings here. Merrick Garland. Somebody's telling this district attorney to forge ahead with a case, by the way, that is 7 years old that the federal authorities took a pass on. They looked at all the evidence. They said there's nothing here. As a matter of fact, the Wall Street Journal earlier today, and in a staff editorial, an editorial board statement, they said that at worst, this is a misdemeanor. So what is this really all about? Well, we all know what this is about. This is about trying to stop President Trump from running for reelection. And if you think this Democrat DA, who is funded by George Soros to the tune of at least $1 million that we have been able to verify, if you think it's going to stop with that district attorney, you've got another thing coming. Because the folks in Fulton County, Georgia, the Atlanta area, have their own investigations underway, and there are rumors that they may try to indict Trump on the RICO Act. It's folks, I'm telling you, these people are unhinged. The downfall of America will be these George Soros-funded district attorneys. We've got one here in Memphis, Tennessee. To my knowledge, we're not trying to indict Donald Trump here. I'm rather surprised by that, but there you go. So look, a lot of people are trying to figure out, well, how do we protest? Well, there are plenty of ways to do it. My recommendation is just be nonviolent about it. Don't get caught up in things. And by the way, if a bunch of guys wearing khaki pants and polo shirts, all the same color, and they've got the crew cut and the aviator glasses. Those are FBI agents. If they're encouraging you to do something, I would politely tell them no thank you. And by the way, we're checking Amazon, we're checking FedEx to see if any giant boxes filled with red MAGA ball caps have been delivered to the J. Edgar Hoover building in Washington, D.C. So here's my prediction. I don't think there's going to be any violence tomorrow. I really don't. Or whenever this thing comes down. I do think, though, that if there is violence, it's probably going to be the plants. Antifa people dressed up to look like Trump supporters. You know, it happened during J6. Nobody wants to talk about it, but the video evidence is there. But don't be stupid. That's all I'm trying to tell you is don't be stupid. I'm not saying no, don't protest. I'm just saying don't be stupid. Invoke MLK Jr., nonviolent protest. You want to do a sit-in? Great, do a sit-in. You want to block the roadways? I mean, everybody else does it. Are conservatives allowed to do that? I don't know. It is against the law. So another big component of this has been Ron DeSantis. People have just really been irate at Ron DeSantis. He did not respond over the weekend, and people were infuriated over this. So finally, today, he commented, and now people are even angrier than they were yesterday. Cut number one.
Trump indictment, and if you have any role in it, if charges are brought on him, will you have any role in extradition to New York?
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes. And what we've seen in Manhattan is we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe. And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong. I also think it's important to point out when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile politicized prosecution, and that's bad, but the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
Well, that's true. He did, but the Trump folks are infuriated over this. First of all, he did not mention Trump's name. He did not mention Trump's name. That was a big problem for Liz Harrington, who is the president's spokesperson. Liz, a regular guest on this program. And here's what she wrote on Twitter, and I will do my best to reflect the anger in her tweet. Are you kidding me? Say his name. What a total fraud he is, talking about DeSantis. He takes a dig at President Trump, who is being falsely accused and can't even say his name. It proves DeSantis is totally fine with a third world nation arresting their number one political opposition, not MAGA. So now you've got the president's spokesperson out there calling DeSantis a fraud for, A, not saying his name, but also sort of the glib way he was able to work in the porn star hush money line. And a lot of people in Trump world are taking great offense at that. Others are not. They say DeSantis needs to stay out of this. So, again, so many questions here. What do you do here, folks? Do you get out there? Do you protest in the streets? Do you stay home? And what about DeSantis? Are you satisfied with what Ron DeSantis had to say here? Now, I will throw this out there. I'm trying to look at this objectively as best we can. But here's the problem, and I want to throw this out there for you Trump people. And by the way, I have endorsed Donald Trump for the presidency. I believe he deserves a second chance, and I've explained that time and time again. And if need be, I'll explain it one more time. But all the Trump people and DeSantis people, you got to chill out here. Because you say something about DeSantis, all of a sudden you hate Jesus Christ and Santa Claus. You say something about Donald Trump, all of a sudden you hate Jesus Christ and Santa Claus and puppies. There's no middle room. So my question here, does this episode with the district attorney in Manhattan, does this actually transcend politics? Because I'm going to be honest with you here for a moment. If you are reporting me for federal, election violations, which is what Trump's team has done against DeSantis, and if you're out there calling me names every single day and attacking me, I'm not going to be too keen on standing up and defending you when somebody comes after you. But that's just me. There are Trump supporters who say that it doesn't matter. Trump could call you Satan incarnate. Trump could curse your children, but you are required under MAGA law to fully endorse Donald Trump. There are people out there who sincerely believe that. Or there may be a broader group of people out there, like yours truly, who believe there are moments when you have to put aside the petty politics and you have to stand up and address the greater evil. And the greater evil is not Trump or DeSantis or Nikki Haley. It's that district attorney and George Soros who are trying to destroy the very fabric of our nation. So it just seems to me that this is a moment that transcends politics. And it's time for all of our Republicans. I don't care where you are on the spectrum of this. Every Republican leader has to stand together and must speak with one voice. Because if they can do it to Donald Trump, you better believe they're going to do it to everybody else. We're going to open up the phone lines this hour of the program. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Just when you thought it could not get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. And for my listeners, an exclusive. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes for the buy one, get one free offer and enter the promo code STARNES. All right, man, you guys are fired up over on the Facebook live feed. Tricia says, Todd, all Republicans in office, no matter what, must stick together. Kenneth says, Ron DeSantis has to keep his eye on much bigger things. Stop with all this division. Sherry says, DeSantis got what he needed with Trump's name. He literally campaigned on MAGA and Trump like he was one of us. Now he thinks he's full grown because he used common sense with COVID. I don't know. I don't know. We've invited DeSantis on this program a dozen times. But his people refuse to acknowledge our request. All the other candidates, Pompeo, Haley, Pence, Trump, they've all come on this program, but not DeSantis. And I wish I could, and honestly, had DeSantis done that, I think we could get a good feel of where he actually is on things, because we don't do the fluff questions and we don't do the talking point questions, which could be why DeSantis's people will not let him come on our program. All right, let's, as promised, go to the phone lines. I want to start in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ozzy is hanging out with us on Nuga Radio. All right, Ozzy, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, this is Ozzy. Like you just said, out of Nuga, I'm a radio personality with Mike Steele out there on Nuga Radio. But it doesn't bother me what DeSantis said about Trump at all. I moved from Sacramento to Chattanooga to get away from the fascists in California. I've been to Trump rallies. I was at J6. I didn't go inside the building, you know, do any of that stuff. But the point is, I participate and I've seen this. And I'll tell you, the thing that really bothers me about Trump, and I don't want to get off track here, but it's not coming clean on these shots that have killed a lot of people and harmed people. So you got a lot of guys out there like me now that I was one of the first people on board with Trump, man, and I'll vote for him again. But I don't know, man. I'm just not as enamored with him as I used to be.
It just seems to me, Ozzy, at this point, I get it. Everybody's name calling, throwing mud. I get that. But we have a much broader issue, and that is the weaponization of these Soros-funded district attorneys. And they're going to be coming after all of us if we don't nip this in the bud.
Right, but that's my point there is, like, you take Nikki Haley, I consider her, I don't want to use too harsh a term, like the enemy, but these globalists, man, you know, I don't see them as being helpful at all. In fact, I really consider them, they're on the other side of the aisle as far as I'm concerned, where freedom's concerned in this country. I don't trust them. They don't have our best interest at heart. And that was the main reason I went for Trump, told my buddies to get with it out in Sacramento when I was still out there and get to these rallies and support Trump. I'm not saying I won't support him again. I just don't see most of these Republicans as any better than the Democrats. I'm not saying you're incorrect, but do you see my point in this?
No, it's a fair point, Ozzy. And I, again, I'm not sure there's a right or a wrong answer. And it's really, for example, like with Ted Cruz, if I'd have been Ted Cruz and somebody had been saying that about my wife or my family, my parents, that would have been fighting words for me. And I think Ted Cruz might have really scored some points there. But when you back down from the attacks, I think that's problematic. DeSantis is not doing that. So, again, I don't think that's necessarily the issue. It is for a lot of people, but not for me. I think we have to address these district attorneys. And real quick, Ozzy, before we let you go, I'm curious to know what your audience there in Chattanooga, where do they fall, pro-Trump, pro-DeSantis, or a little bit of both?
You know, it's probably a little bit of both. I would think it leans more towards Trump, though. And I was really surprised, Todd. I'll make this quick. I was very surprised at how casual a lot of people in Chattanooga take their politics, man. I've been trying to tell them, you better wake up, right? You know, in these school systems and everything else that's going on, because you are going to become like California if you're not careful. So that's what I've seen since I got out here.
Well, no, I mean, you guys get a little bit of wokeness out there. You got the drag queens. And the problem in Tennessee, Ozzy, and by the way, welcome to the volunteer state. Problem is, they've been controlled by Republicans for years now, and I think the Republicans have forgotten why we gave them the majority in the first place. So we got to skedaddle on that note. But Oz, you give us a call back, and great to have you here in the volunteer state, and of course, the great audience here at Nuga Radio. Let's go to Ella J, Georgia, our good buddy, Joe from Ella J. Hey, Joe, what you got for us?
Todd, I strongly support Donald Trump, and I think that this is a terrible thing. If they indict him, I think Trump will win with the biggest landslide in history. I think it's horrible. I am a strong Donald Trump supporter, and I think this will only help him if they indict him.
So as far as the protest and everything, Joe, you've been in politics a long time. What's your recommendation to people that are fired up?
Well, Todd, the same thing you would say. Don't be violent. Protest in a civil way, and just say that you think the DA in New York is making a terrible mistake and he shouldn't be doing it, and support Donald Trump. But no, I'm like you. I don't believe in any violence.
Yeah.
No, love is my favorite word in the English language, Tom.
All right, there you go. Joe from Ella J got some words of wisdom. By the way, if somebody named Ray Epps is calling you, inviting you to go out and march in the streets, don't answer the phone. Just Just don't answer. Let it go to voicemail. All right, we got to take a break. Two lines open, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for 6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
All right, let me give you a few updates here and set the stage for what's going on. At this hour, you have the NYPD, and they're erecting these police barricades outside the courthouse. Meanwhile, a lawyer who advised Michael Cohen, who happened to be the key government witness in the hush money case, is apparently going to testify. This is from the reporting of Associated Press. Robert Costello and Michael Cohen have had a falling out, and Costello is apparently prepared to offer testimony to the grand jury that will directly attack the credibility of Michael Cohen's statements. And again, Cohen, you can't believe anything that comes out of that guy's mouth. But here's what's very interesting. Costello is reportedly going to provide testimony that could clear Donald Trump. Again, this is the reporting of Associated Press. Meanwhile, you have Jim Jordan, who is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he is now demanding that District Attorney Alvin Briggs testify about the Trump indictment, about at least the possible Trump indictment, the alleged indictment, because nobody's been indicted yet. But something happened over the weekend that convinced Trump this was in the works, and he's trying to get out in front of the story. So I want to get back to the phones here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jerry in Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis. Hey, Jerry, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call again. I had a question about people who are upset with Ron DeSantis for not backing up Donald Trump. And I'd just like to submit that what Trump did to DeSantis, who still hasn't declared that he's running, with calling him Ron DeSanctimonious and Ron DeSanctimony.
Tiny D.
I'm sorry?
They called him Tiny D, too.
Yeah. I can't even tell you what I think of Donald. And I voted for Trump twice. And after Trump put out that pedophile thing on Ron DeSantis, I lost all faith in Trump. I'll never vote for him again. And it's in that vein. I don't think Trump deserves this, but it's in that vein. How can anybody blame Donald Trump or blame Ron DeSantis for not supporting Donald Trump after what Trump has done to DeSantis? You know, Trump is not messing around with people like Jeb Bush and Carly Fiorina this time. He's got serious people potentially going to run against him. And I don't know if I understood you correctly. Did you say something about you didn't understand why Ted Cruz wasn't supporting Donald Trump or didn't come out and support Donald Trump?
No. Back when this was back in 2016, I was giving an illustration here that if I had been Ted Cruz, and if you remember, that was very ugly.
That was my point. Yeah,
and Trump went after his father, went after Cruz's
exactly.
father and the guy's wife. And at that point, and honestly, I think it would have made Trump or rather Cruz a much stronger candidate down the road. And I think he would have earned respect from Donald Trump for at least defending his wife's honor.
I don't know. You know, I don't know about all that. You talk about the DeSantis not being able to take a punch. At some point, you don't mess with a guy who's a pig. And this is coming from a person who voted for Trump twice, okay? I fly a Betsy Ross flag in my backyard after January 6th. It's not that I'll vote Republican up and down the ticket. I'll never vote for Trump again because of the stuff that he's pulled with Cruz, with DeSantis. I almost hate him. I agree that this is wrong and if it's, and I think probably it'll be dismissed. I'm not even sure, you know, I guess you have to be indicted first for it to be dismissed. I don't think it'll ever go to trial, and that's a good thing. So in regard to, you know, fighting the crooked administration, I'm all for that. And in that vein, I hope Trump gets off. But as far as Ron DeSantis coming to his aid, Trump can kiss my, you know what.
All right.
He deserves Ron DeSantis' support.
Jerry, appreciate the call. And
Thank you. You've
made your opinion very clear. And look, folks, that's the point of this radio program, is we want all sides represented. I don't care if you're for Trump, against Trump. I want you to come on and you make your case. You make your point. Let's go to Mike in Oregon, radio station KYKN. Mike, what say you?
Oh, hi, Kyle. Yeah, this DeSantis subject, not mentioning Trump or giving him any support at all. Not even saying that he doesn't agree with it, and avoiding the issue at all. Republicans need to understand, it's like Rush Limbaugh said a long time ago, you're never going to make friends with these progressive far left people that are running the government. So stop trying, grow up. You know, I hear so much of this Trump's mean tweets and his little personal attacks. I don't agree with it. But you know what? I can throw all that aside because of what the man did for this country. What him and his family have been put through is flipping ridiculous. And Republicans, senators, and Congress, et cetera, they need to stand together. This is ridiculous. I've seen this over and over and over again. And the Democrats are sitting back laughing. Your last caller, all upset about his mean little tweets and what he said about somebody. I don't agree with that either, but I don't let that stop me appreciating what he's done for the Constitution. And if Republicans can't grow up and look at the big picture here, we're just going to keep getting slaughtered, and eventually we will lose the country. And this is why we're losing the country, is because Republicans don't stand together, and that's the bottom line here. And I'm so sick of the Republican Party. They haven't even started, for God's sakes, on Majorca for the border. That's the easiest thing they can do. That's a slam dunk. But they'll be too afraid to even start impeachment. This is ridiculous.
It's the whole thing is nuts. And Mike, we've got to stand together. And if we
That's
do not, we will fall.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm so sick of the grown men talk about his little mean tweets. Look at how hard that man worked and all the good he did for us. And look at where we are now. So if this is the way voters are going to vote, we're going to be slaughtered and the Republican Party will be useless. I've seen this. We've all seen this.
Mike,
when are they going to start impeachment? That's a simple thing.
It's a great question.
Majorca.
It's a great question.
On Majorca. They won't. They won't. They're afraid.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening to us over there in the great state of Oregon. By the way, here is Senator Marsha Blackburn weighing in on this, Cut 15.
It is political retribution. Donald Trump messed up their plan. Barack Obama told us they were going to radically transform this country. They felt like they were well on their way, and Hillary Clinton would be the third term of Barack Obama. And Donald Trump messed that up. So now they are after him. There is no limit, no end to the limits they will go to go after Donald Trump. And it is one of the things that concerns me, and what I hear so much about from Tennesseans that I'm talking to every single day, Maria, they are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute, we're a nation of laws. We have respect for the rule of law. But all of a sudden, you have these people that are working outside of the rule of law and are trying to, on their own, change the application of the law.
Yeah.
And it is of tremendous concern.
Well, it is of tremendous concern. That was Senator Blackburn on Maria Bartiromo's show, Fox Business. And Senator Blackburn does a great job of bringing this back to Hillary Clinton. Keep in mind, they are still trying to get justice for Hillary Clinton being defeated in 2016. Do not doubt for a minute that that's what this is really all about. And by the way, if you want to talk about double standards, let's talk about how Bill Clinton paid $850,000 of hush money to Paula Jones. And if that's not enough to get you going, well, let's talk about the fact that former Democrat operative Vernon Jordan, back in the day, tried to silence Monica Lewinsky and tried to stop her from testifying by getting her a job at Revlon in New York City. Nobody wants to talk about that, but there is a clear, clear double standard at play here. All right, let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Todd, I just want to echo what you said and a couple of other callers have said, but Republicans have got to stick together on this. I mean, just listen at some of the division on a couple of calls that have come in on your program already this afternoon. And I think this is exactly what the Democrats would like, is to keep Republicans divided. But Todd, what shocks me is just, I cannot believe there hasn't been more outcry from not only just Republicans in Congress, but people in the media, and even among independents and Democrats, if I might add, just about what's going on here. I mean, we are living in a totalitarian era. It's not that we might become that one day. We're here. And one of the telltale signs of that is where you actually dislike a person and you go after that person in search of a crime instead of a crime being committed and then being investigated. Another telltale sign is when you control the media to push your narrative. Another telltale sign is when you're doing the exact same thing, if not worse, that you're accusing your political opponents of doing, and you're not held to the same standard. I mean, this is absolutely scary what's going on, and it's all done. This is being done this weekend, Todd, because they know Donald Trump could possibly win. And rather than have to face the possibility of a general election, what they want to do is go after the political opponent and so he can't run. I mean, this ought to scare the hell out of everybody. And, you know, people that know anything about the history of Nazi Germany, Stalinist Russia, it's playing out right now in the United States of America in 2023. And if you think there was election interference in the last three election cycles, look what they're doing now and look what they would do in 2024. They will do absolutely everything, fair and unfair, ethical and unethical, legal and illegal, to prevent any Republican from being sworn in office again. And that's why Republicans have got to stick together and quit the bickering, quit the name calling, and recognize what's in front of, and that this, we are in the fight of our lives right now, and our survival as a republic is at stake.
And there's the problem here, and Charles, the issue here is the establishment Republican. They're not commenting about this, and they're hoping this will be the end of Trump. That's the only reason they exist right now. That's why McConnell did not necessarily need or want a Republican majority in the Senate, because that wasn't their goal. Their goal is to stop Donald Trump, and it's easier for that to happen if the Republicans don't control both the House and the Senate. So you're right. This is a very bad thing, and I'm with you. Where is the messaging coming from the rest of the party? I mean, I respect Kevin McCarthy for coming out and defending Trump and taking a firm stand, but we're hearing none of that from the Senate, and I've got a big problem with that. Charles, gotta run. Appreciate that call. And by the way, the reason why we haven't heard from McConnell, now keep in mind, what was the official narrative coming out of the Senate? Is that McConnell tripped and fell, right? That's it. So now he's been in rehab. This is what, week two? He's been in some sort of a rehab center and may not be able to make it back to Congress. This is according to this is the reporting of thehill.com. McConnell may not make it back to the Senate until mid-April. So somebody want to explain what actually happened to Mitch McConnell? Did he suffer a Fetterman episode? I mean, the Republicans are quick to pile on Fetterneck there, but what about Mitch McConnell? Maybe they're in the same rehab center. clearly the leader of the Senate Republicans is AWOL, and with good reason. The guy has been seriously injured. And I'm sorry, but if you trip, usually you're able to pick yourself up, brush yourself off. Maybe you have a bruise. So something's not right there. Something's not passing the smell test. And we'll try to get to the bottom of that, but it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. But that's why you haven't seen a unified message coming out of the Senate, aside from folks like Marsha Blackburn. Oh, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, man, did you see the riots down in Miami Beach? What a mess that is. Spring breakers jumping on cars, blocking roads. Two people shot dead. One guy was literally executed in the middle of the street. The whole thing captured on video. We've got it over at ToddStearns.com. And I'm just curious, or this is the third year it's been going on. And the police, they stood down this go-around, and the reason why is last year the NAACP accused them of racism. They said cracking down on spring break lawlessness is racism. So now the mayor down, they've got a state of emergency, they've got a curfew, but the violence is still happening. I'm wondering, why hasn't Governor DeSantis sent in law enforcement to stop and put down this rioting? Just asking a question. All right, let's get back to the phones. Bill in North Carolina, WSIC. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Man, I just wanted to comment on that last man's take on Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been on trial for 6 years trying to banish him from government, but I have yet to catch him in one lie, and neither have they. So, if he says something about DeSantis or anybody else, maybe it's the truth. Maybe it's not. But, you know, he ain't lied to us yet.
Bill, it is interesting. It's interesting who DeSantis is befriending himself with. And his circle of influence, there are a lot of establishment types. Jeb Bush, chief among them. And if you want to have the Bushes on your side, that's all well and good. But look, when you go down and break down the voting numbers in both elections, you say, well, you know, DeSantis wants to win the moderate vote. Well, you know what? Trump won the moderate vote. He won that vote. So I'm not quite sure what he's hoping to accomplish here. DeSantis should have come out today. He should have said, you know what? Trump's been saying a lot of crap about me, but I want to stand up here and defend this man because what they're doing in New York City is wrong. Had DeSantis done that, I think you would have every Trump supporter cheering from the rooftops.
That's right. You hit it up. You hit the nail on the head there. And he's not doing it, and the voters aren't doing it.
That's right.
I'm Trump all the way.
All right, Bill, appreciate that.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate that call. And let's go real quick. We've got about 40 seconds here. Stephen, Maine, WLOB. Steve, got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Todd, thanks for taking the call. I called you a little while back and said you were spot on. You were spot on about the establishment. You got about 7 or 8 establishment Republicans. They are loving this. They are part of the unibody. We started to get rid of Susan Collins when she tried to impeach President Trump back in, when they had that little unconstitutional little jerry-rigged trial, you know, and we've been working on it, and you're going to find out that you're going to have to do a lot of fighting and pressing, and you're going to be fighting a lot of reluctance, even with your own GOP.
But we got to take a stand. Stephen, we're going to have to leave it there. You know what is a bad look? The uniparty and the unibrow. America doesn't need to see that. All right, hour two coming up. We've got Andy Biggs, Chip Roy, and your calls. Folks, I'm telling you, we're just getting started.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right.
love is American Ride.
All right. Yeah, Dylan, yeah, if Ray, if somebody called Ray Epps tries to call in, just let it ring. We're not going down that route. I don't want to end up in the D.C. gulag. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Very happy to have you with us for this hour of the show. So former Vice President Mike Pence, who has clearly broken from Donald Trump, is doing the right thing. He is calling out the district attorney in Manhattan and says, hey, once again, a George Soros-funded district attorney, and he's more focused on Trump instead of the crime wave. Cut number six.
I'm sure you've seen Donald Trump is saying that he's going to be indicted on Tuesday. He's calling for people to protest. Now, we don't know that's true. The Manhattan DA has not said anything about it. But he's calling for people to protest. Is that irresponsible?
Well, first, let me say I'm taken aback at the idea of indicting a former president of the United States at a time when there's a crime wave in New York City. That the fact that the Manhattan DA thinks that indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, is just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country. It just feels like a politically charged prosecution here. And I, for my part, I just feel like it's just not what the American people want to see.
All right. Get it out there, Mike. Come on. Jeez, Alou. Why? You know, folks, I like Mike Pence. Good, decent guy. But he's not exactly going to be deliver a rousing speech. You know what I mean? Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our great national correspondent, Robin Poffman, joins us. Robin, at this hour, the NYPD erecting the barricades, a place you've been as a reporter many, many times before.
Talk about it. You know, at Ringling Brothers, they say that the circus is gone. This is the new circus. What a joke. The whole thing is a joke, and it's going to backfire. You know, it's funny because a lot of liberals I know are so excited. Oh, Trump, it's the first ever of a former president going to be indicted and arrested in a mugshot. Listen, they still don't understand this guy, Todd. This is an 80-year-old man, okay? He doesn't have that many years left. He's never been arrested. He probably thinks it's funny because the whole thing is going to be tossed anyway. These cases are beyond the statute of limitations, for one. Number two, I'm dating myself, but does anyone remember when Bill Clinton paid off, what's her name there in Arkansas?
Paula Jones.
Paula Jones. $800,000, and the nose job she got wasn't even that great.
That was a bad nose job.
She should have spent some more money on the nose job. Anyway, P.S., we're dating ourselves here, but did anybody care about Bill Clinton spending the same money, you know, the hush money? No, nobody cared back then. And it was, you know, 7 or 8 times the dollar amount. This is a circus brag. It's going to backfire on him. The charges are going to go right into the circular file. The feds didn't want to try these cases. They're lumping in the hush money with a federal case, trying to tie it all together. It's a bunch of hooey. It's going to go nowhere other than to raise the popularity of Donald Trump.
And again, going back to the Bill Clinton days, Robin, you might remember the infamous job offer. Vernon Jordan intervened during the investigation and tried to get Monica Lewinsky a job at Revlon. He was on the board of directors so that she could get a job and she would not testify against the president. That was a crime, but they took a pass because it was a Democrat.
Exactly. Plus, you know, of course, Monica had the evidence in the closet, you know, on the dress. But that all said, we'll move past that. I would say this. Whether Donald Trump was with Stormy, wasn't with Stormy 7 years ago, hush money, keep her quiet, I don't think people really are engaged in those details, nor do they care. You know, everything after the Clinton era, you know, which used to be considered rated R or triple X or whatever, Now everything is, you know, this kind of stuff, you know, with all these drag queen shows. How do you compare it, right? It all seems like a big nothing burger. I just think that the whole, if you look at it from 35,000 feet in the air, to me, in my mind, his poll numbers are going to go up because people who are conservative, people who are Republican, people who are independent, people who are center right that support the former president can see right through the haze of this thing, Todd. And I think it's just going to go nowhere. It's filling up a lot of cable airtime, and the liberals are all excited. And I want to say to them, but yeah, you're, so you're going to indict this guy and it's going to go nowhere and his poll numbers are going to go up. And then what? They don't see the whole highway. They only see like the first exit. You know what I'm saying? They don't see the whole picture of this thing, which I think only benefits Donald J. Trump.
Robin, I'm curious your thoughts on DeSantis. He was catching a lot of flack over the weekend for not weighing in. Then he comes out with a statement today, and he does it was pretty devilish, mentioning in a very clever way that he really doesn't know much about giving hush money to porn stars, kind of a backhanded slap at Trump. Didn't even bother to mention his name, which has already set off Team Trump. Is DeSantis making a bad step here?
I think that DeSantis is going to be the guy if Trump either bails or something happens with Trump, you know, physically because of his age, or just decides to, you know, to hang it up at the 11th hour. I think DeSantis is kind of, you know, staying on the sidelines. He's kind of roped in my mind, he's kind of roped into the madness. I think he's getting good advice that he's really stayed out of a lot of the back and forth. Yeah, there's been a couple of little jabs here and there, but Ron DeSantis knows that video never dies. And so he doesn't want to get involved in all the, you know, the little rocket man, the little quips, the negativity of Trump. DeSantis does not want to become known for that, in my mind. And so, yeah, you get a little bit out of him, but not a lot. He's laying low. Listen, the guy's got one of the best jobs in the country. He's the governor of Florida. He's turned it into a thriving state. I went on vacation there with my husband during the coronavirus. Everything was wide open, business as usual. Everyone was happy and in a good mood, and half the country's moving there. So you know what? At the end of the day, if he thinks that Trump is taking up all the air and decides not to run, he still has a great job. It can do it in what is it? It'll be, what, 28 by that point? And he'll still be young. He's only in his 40s now. So maybe this is not his time. It's kind of hard to tell. But, you know, when Trump is in the room, and you know this, Todd, because you've been in the room with Trump, he takes up all the oxygen. When he's around, he has that presence that Bill Clinton had, where it's all about him, and love him or hate him, people are gravitating to every word he says. I kind of think it's interesting that he teed it up and went on Trump Social in the last couple of days and said, hey, everybody, I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday. Look at me, look at me. Again, it only helps him in the polls.
There you go. That's it. And Robin, again, when you look at this, I think the Democrats, they actually want to run against Trump because they think he is beatable. And what better way to do that? I mean, this certainly helps Trump's primary numbers. But the question, would that impact him at all in the general? I go back to something Maggie Haberman said a couple of weeks ago when rumors started leaking out, Robin. She thinks this is a big nothing burger, and that's coming from the New York Times anti-Trump reporter.
Yeah, and yeah, I know of Maggie Haberman. I've never met her personally. I know her I knew her mom very well. But I will say this to you. I see the point, and I agree that they know, meaning they, the left, knows that this is going to up his numbers and they want to run against him. But I just think that when people feel that even someone you hate, if someone you hate has still been wronged and you know that it's wrong, I think that there's going to be a sympathy factor, even from people who are on the fence about Donald Trump. Again, when I look at that pizza pie, all sides, I still think it helps him. I think that people are going to look at him and say, I can't believe that this is happening. You know, the Mike Pences of the world, the Rhino, even the Rhinos know. Even Mike Pence, who has completely distanced himself from the former president, knows that this is all garbage. I'm trying to pick the right word here.
Todd. Or grade A fertilizer, but I get where you're going.
You know, I'm trying all to keep it up. I will say one last thing. Yeah. There's still a profound misunderstanding by the left and the mainstream media as to who Donald Trump is and how this guy survives like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps on going and going and going. And I think all of this is going to be a big headline now, and it's all just going to go away into the garbage can along with Alvin Bragg. I say that he absolutely, absolutely will not be the DA, and he should be putting murderers in prison, not Donald Trump.
Well said. All right, Robin, we're going to leave it there. The great Robin Puffman, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Robin.
Have a great day.
All right. Folks, got to take a quick break. Coming up, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Also, Congressman Chip Roy, Lindsey Keith from Newsmax TV. We got a lot going on this hour of the program, folks. Your calls as well, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, Jim Jordan, James Comer among those saying we want the district attorney up on Capitol Hill talking about Alvin Bragg. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Congressman Andy Biggs joins us from Arizona. Congressman, these are, quite frankly, unprecedented times that we are living through politically.
Yeah, it really is, Todd. When you think about the weaponization, I know we use that word a lot, but I mean, this is really a prime example of it. You've got Alvin Bragg, the guy from the DA up there in New York. You've had two other prosecutorial agencies said there's no story here, there's no crime here. And even Bragg rejected it at first, but then came back and said, no, we're going to go ahead and do it. And you wonder, why is that? And then you start thinking, well, George Soros put $1 million into his campaign. What kind of influence is being pervade there? And then it leads to this question of why are you doing this? And maybe we ought to get you down and tell Congress under oath why you chose to do this.
What I find interesting, unlike San Francisco, where they were able to actually recall their George Soros DA, Chesa Boudin, unfortunately, in New York, that decision is the governor's. And I can't imagine Governor Kathy Hochul stepping in and pulling Alvin Bragg out of that office.
No, I'm with you. Governor Hochul's not going to do anything there to protect and preserve a justice system. New York's already gone this way of a multi-tiered justice. If you're a conservative, you're going to get no justice. If you are a MAGA Trump supporting, you're not only going to get no justice, you're going to get injustice. And that's two of the multiple tiers of New York system. Hochul's not going to protect it. You can't count on her.
So, Congressman, let's talk about what Congress can do. Clearly, calling the district attorney before the Congress is one option. What happens after that?
You find out and you get to the bottom of what he's doing. And then, and quite frankly, somebody in New York would have to probably bring a bar complaint against this guy. And there you would say, we're going to withhold federal funds. I mean, that's really, I tell people all the time, the Congress doesn't have police power, but what we do have is some checks and balances. And our checks and balances are impeachment and budgeting. And if we can't impeach this guy, because we can't, because he's a state or a local jurisdiction, then what we can do is we can make sure that New York has to deal with this on an economic side of it from the federal government.
Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, I want to switch gears. The White House putting out a statement just under an hour ago calling out the House Freedom Caucus, and they say it's your extreme budget proposal is a disaster for hardworking Americans, a five-alarm fire. That's what they're calling it, Congressman.
Yeah, and what does our proposal do? It says you have to pay back your student loans. That'd be one thing. And that today I saw that that number is about $609 billion. So you got to pay your student loans back. So that'd be $609 billion. You stop the Green New Deal, the fake Green New Deal subsidies and tax credits. That's another $350 billion. Guess what? You're almost $1 trillion in savings just like that. And if they think it's a five-alarm fire, then I can tell you later this week, Todd, I'm going to be releasing additional cuts to Joe Biden's pet programs, like an international climate fund that sends used to send $12 billion, now it's proposed to send $16 billion overseas to somebody else. No more spending for drag queen shows in Ecuador. How about just starting to just peel back these woke programs? How about this? They never tell you that they have 1,200 unauthorized programs that Congress is funding to the tune of the, when I say Congress, the American taxpayer, to the tune of $500 billion a year for unauthorized programs, departments, and agencies.
It's unbelievable, and we're so glad that you guys are toeing the line there in the House Freedom Caucus and also holding the rest of the Republican caucus in line as well, which they have to do. If they want to get anything passed, anything through, they've got to have the House Freedom Caucus's support.
Yeah, I just came from a meeting today, and I really believe that there's a significant number of our conference now that Republicans in the House that really say we can't wait, because you really can't wait. You have to start doing something yesterday. And so I came away feeling somewhat mildly optimistic that we can get some stuff done.
Love it. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always great hearing from you. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks, Todd. Good to be with you.
All right. There you go, Congressman Andy Biggs. By the way, just getting some exclusive info from former Congressman Barney Frank. Let's listen to that audio, Cut 16.
Now, a banking system update from former Congressman Barney Frank.
Over the weekend, UBS purchased Credit Suisse for $3 billion, and First Republic continues to struggle in the marketplace. But while banks might have made headlines last week, Donald Trump is now top of mind in the public square. Did he pay Stormy Tassels to keep quiet about a secret rendezvous? Is he guilty of misappropriation of campaign funds? As Democratic banks in the U.S. continue to diversify their assets away from long treasuries and into crypto, windmills, and beanie babies, stay glued to the salacious story that everybody's talking about.
Don't miss a moment of the historic first indictment of a former U.S. president. But first, get your cash out while you can.
There you go. Are we sure that was Barney Frank? Are we sure? Somebody check it with Paul Shanklin. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We're going to your calls coming up next. By the way, Dinesh D'Souza has an interesting take on his Twitter feed. He's wondering what happened to the videotapes, right? The surveillance tapes? Speaker McCarthy gave 41,000 hours of those tapes to Tucker Carlson, and they've disappeared. Nobody's talking about it anymore. And D'Souza is of the opinion that Tucker was told by the bosses at Fox News, you're not allowed to talk about those tapes anymore. And so, literally, Dinesh D'Souza says that Fox News is silencing Tucker Carlson. It is sort of curious, right? I mean, it was like a huge, explosive expose, exclusive. Yet we had one day of it, and that was it. So, and it's interesting. We'll follow up on that. 844-747-8868. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line? Great to have with us our friend Lindsey Keith, co-host of Spicer & Company on Newsmax. Lindsey, hope you're doing good today. Hello, Lindsey.
Great. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. Can you hear us?
Oh, good. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Very good. Well, Lindsay, the big topic today, a couple of big ones, of course, the potential arrest of Donald Trump. And I have to imagine Newsmax already has resources in place. What are you guys hearing in New York City?
Yeah, we are hearing that, you know, we'll see if he's arrested tomorrow. I don't think that it will happen tomorrow, ultimately, but, you know, we will be covering this tonight. And, you know, it's interesting just to see how politicized this has become. And I think it's good for American people to kind of see someone like Alvin Bragg. And there are already has been so much concern about him being the district DA. And this just shows the reason that there was concern when he became Manhattan district DA. There was concern about him already decriminalizing crimes and trying to make felonies into misdemeanors. And now it just shows you the opposite. He's trying to make something that's a misdemeanor into a greater crime. So we'll be breaking it down on the show tonight, obviously, but you know, I think this is good for American people to ultimately see, and this seems to be talked about. And it's getting a lot of attention, which is great.
And it goes back to something that Newsmax has been covering for quite some time, this weaponization of the government. And this is a great classic example of that. And I suspect we're going to see more of it with these Soros-funded district attorneys. But Lindsay, I know another big story that you guys have been focusing on is this meeting today. It's really unprecedented between Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping in Moscow.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge, ultimately. You know, a lot of times American people aren't as focused on foreign politics, but I think this is a time that Americans really need to be honed in, because you look at what's happening between these two world leaders. They are building their alliance. It was just a year ago that Putin went to go visit China when they were hosting the Olympics, the Beijing Winter Olympics, and they came out with a joint statement to ultimately say that they were friends, partners with no limits. That should have been concerning then, but it's even more concerning now, because now you have President Xi going over to Moscow at a time when we have an unprecedented war in Ukraine. But ultimately, the key thing here is Xi has gone unchecked. He is helping fund this war, helping fund the economy of Russia. And obviously, we have tons of sanctions on Russia right now. But what about President Xi? What has happened to him? The Western world has ultimately left him to do whatever he wants. And he is trying to become the next world power. We know this from his rhetoric. And whoever becomes the next president of the United States at the end of the day is going to have to handle President Xi. We're seeing how President Biden has handled him. He has not held him accountable for the COVID pandemic, hasn't held him accountable for the spy balloon that was over us. We even have the FBI director, Christopher Wray, saying China is the greatest long-term threat because of espionage that happens almost every day. And so there's a lot of things that have gone unchecked with China. And ultimately now, if you look at Chinese culture, it's all about saving face. This is a pretty brazen move by President Xi. And so we're seeing a more emboldened leader. We just saw last week, he helped broker a relationship between Iran and Saudi Arabia. I mean, that's almost unprecedented. These are like foreign enemies, and now he's helping them. So he feels strengthened by these things, strengthened by the fact that he's able to ultimately do what a Western leader should be doing, brokering peace. We did with Abraham Accord. And so there's a lot of different strings we can pull on here, but I think there should be concern for the American people to say, who should I be putting into power next that can handle President Xi? It's not Biden. He's already proven he can't.
Right.
Who is that leader that will be able to keep American interests safe, Western interests safe? And I think that's one of the biggest concerns, as we see the strengthening alliance between two people that do not have America's interest in mind at the end of the day.
And then throw into that mix North Korea and their partnerships with China. North Korea making some pretty bold threats over the weekend, and also their recent ballistic missile test. Throw into the picture Iran, and you could have a very dangerous alliance, or really another axis of evil, as George W. Bush called them back in the day.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at what President Xi is doing of China, he is building. I mean, he has his Belt and Road Initiative that has pretty much helping build up some of these smaller African countries or Asian countries that don't have a lot of resources. And he goes in and builds roads and bridges. But then what do they have to do in return? They have to be emboldened to him. So he essentially economically owns them. And we're seeing that as that's how he's handling Russia right now, right? He's helping them fund this war. But at the end of the day, he will have so much power over the Middle East. You look at Saudi Arabia, they've been one of our great allies for a long time. We don't agree with everything they do. They've been a partner to us. That relationship has become unfettered under President Biden with Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince. And so that is concerning, you know, and Americans say, why do I care about all these relationships? Well, because at the end of the day, America has been the superpower. America has been the one to help broker some of these relationships and create peace all over the world. And now you have President Xi, who is trying to soak up that vacuum, that leadership vacuum that has been left open by President Biden, somebody who said that he understood foreign politics. He clearly doesn't. And so I think there should be a point for pause for Americans to say, there is a shift. There's a shift in world leadership right now. And there's almost, we talk about decoupling from China. You know, you see the West starting to align more on our concern for what Putin is doing to Ukraine. But then you have China over here starting to build this really strong relationship with with Russia. And so you have like this split that's happening right now, and the chess pieces are starting to move. So anyway, all to be said, these are important things, I think, for Americans to care about as we care about our national security and what these relationships ultimately mean for Americans at the end of the day.
All right, Lindsay, we're going to leave it there. Folks, you can watch more in-depth coverage of those meetings and, of course, the Trump situation as well tonight on Newsmax with Spicer and Company. Lindsay, always appreciate you having time for us.
Good to be on with you, Todd.
All right. Lindsay Keith, everybody. There you go. Lots of crazy stuff happening around the country these days. And it's insane. Just insane. Oh, by the way, I have to share this information with you. It turns out that there was only one thing more lethal to Superman than kryptonite. It turned out to be woke politics. Who would have thought? So over the past, I don't know, a couple of years now, 5 or 6 years, they have targeted Superman and really the comic book industry at large. And again, this all goes back to grooming, to teaching young children about radical ideas, whether it be on sex and gender or politics. They pretty much made Superman the go-to vehicle for all of this radical change. You might remember years ago with the first Superman movie, post-Christopher Reeve days, when they got rid of the motto. Instead of truth, justice, and the American way, they said truth, justice, and all that other stuff. And a lot of people said, well, that was kind of weird. What's going on there? In recent years, Superman has been anti-America. He has been pro-open borders. He has been pro-Islam. And most recently, they literally turned Superman into gay. They decided, which again, when you look at the character was not born that way. And I thought the whole argument of the sex and gender crowd was, you're born that way. Well, Superman, the character, was not born that way. He liked Lois Lane, not Jimmy Olsen. So they turned him into, they turned Superman into a gay, pro-open borders snowflake. And then, most recently, they changed his motto from truth, justice, and the American way officially to truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Well, the good news is that most Americans stood up, and we've said this time and time again, once you go woke, you go broke. And the problem with the Superman character is nobody liked it. Nobody liked all of the radical changes. As a matter of fact, the comic book adaptation of Superman as a gay superhero completely bombed. And it was nothing against the LGBT movement. That's just not who Superman the character is. And my contention is, if you're going to create a character who's gay, create a character who's gay. But right now, I think, Wonder Woman and Batwoman are lesbians. You got Aquaman doing Lord knows what with the dolphins. You got Robin, who's a bisexual. It's like, I don't know if there are any straight superhero characters left in DC Comics. But along comes James Gunn, who I think is a terrific director, great writer. He did the Guardians of the Galaxies series, and I thought just did a terrific job. So James Gunn is now going to write and direct the new Superman film, which is going to take it back to its really sunshiny pro-America roots. Superman of late has been dark, ugly. Superman was out there killing villains, which he never did in the comic books. And so James Gunn is going to resurrect the old Superman, set it as a younger character, and he's also going to resurrect the old motto, which I think is great, truth, justice, and the American way. So I salute Warner Brothers for doing the right thing. I think it's going to be a terrific film because we're going old school, and once again, we have an all-American superhero. I say good for James Gunn, good for Warner Brothers, and good for you, America, because, again, you didn't have to burn anything down. You didn't have to protest. You didn't have to march in the streets. You protested with your pocketbook, and that's all you have to do. We got to take a break. We're going right to the phones, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Well, my perfect bracket got busted on day one of March Madness, but I still have one team in the mix. Go Tennessee. Go Vols. I will say this. I watched the Memphis Tigers game over the weekend. Wow, talk about getting hosed. The referees. That was insane. So you had the entire team out on the court calling for a timeout, and the referees completely ignored the timeout call. That call, along with another call, eventually led to the Memphis Tigers' demise. But it was an ugly game. It was an ugly game. You know, that would have set up a Memphis Tigers-Tennessee Volunteers game in the Sweet 16. It would have been great. But apparently the refs wanted one of the other team to advance. So there you go. Was it FAU? Yeah, FAU. Well, go figure. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Real quick, you know, the media says indictments are looming against former President Trump, and President Trump calling this a witch hunt. Alan Dershowitz has weighed on this, the famed liberal Harvard professor. He says that they are targeting Trump, and he's got a brand new book out, by the way. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax talking to Dershowitz about the weaponization of our justice system. Rob is exposing the shocking abuse of power, and you got to watch them tonight. That's on Newsmax, Rob Schmidt, Alan Dershowitz. This is not about Trump. Understand that, folks. This is about you, and this is about your freedom. And that's why you need to watch Rob tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, hottest show on cable news. And by the way, you've got to find Newsmax on your major cable system. You can also stream online, Roku, Samsung, you name it, Zumo, Pluto. Don't forget, you can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone so you can watch it anytime. That's what I do. And be sure to tell your friends and family to watch tonight at 7 o'clock. Okay, let's go to the phones. Thad in Georgia, WDUN, our great station there. Hi, Thad. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I was just going to chime in on the prosecution against Trump. I'm sure you know, and as does everyone else, the significance is not whether he's going to be found guilty or acquitted or whatever. The significance is they'll have that arrest against him, and there'll be a number of people nationwide that just won't vote for him, or they'll just be scandalous for them to know that he's been arrested. And it's all it is just to put one more stain on his resume, just any little thing to keep him out. And I think we all know that, but the sad thing is only conservative radio stations are reporting it as it's not going anywhere. You know, the statute of limitations has run out. None of that really matters because all the other news stations are just running with it like it's just the biggest scandal since Watergate.
Oh, well, of course they are, Thad. I mean, this is what they do, the drive-by media. They don't care about facts because they know the average American is too busy to sit down and listen and understand what's really going on. They're going to take the headlines, and that's all they're going to remember out of this.
And it's just a shame because we got all these media outlets that are running with this stuff and all the things. And, you know, the only thing I wish Trump did, my wife made a comment about it, is when he, you know, we all know Stormy Daniels is garbage, and I'm not going to slander outside of that. But to call her horse face on national TV doesn't really endear him to any other of the women nationwide, whether she's garbage or not. If he could leave those few adjectives out and just talk about it for what it is, would probably be more beneficial. But ultimately, it's just about having him under arrest just for a minute where they can make national news about it, and then it'll probably go away or be lost in court or whatever. It's just a shame that somebody can let it go this far. I mean, the only way it's ever going to change is if people get educated and fight back with the knowledge, you know, in the voting booth with an educated voter is far more dangerous than anything else.
Yeah, that's what it's really all about, Thad. And again, educating people and understanding you've got to do your homework as a voter and get the information and make sure you're getting it from the right places. And I will say this, look, I don't necessarily mind Trump's language. I just want to see that coming. You know, so if you're, let's just say that Trump calls you a horse face, I think you have an obligation to stand up and defend yourself and push back. And that's what I want to see, because that tells me that individual is willing to take a punch and throw a punch. And you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do it if you want to be successful in politics.
I agree with you. I just happen to have overheard my wife stand there saying, and, you know, women don't think exactly like men do, and other things are more sensitive to them than some things are to men. And that being said, that little adjective out there and that little cheap shot that he took, even though I agree with him,
I know,
maybe he leaves that part out, you know, but yeah. Nevertheless, it's just a shame that we can't educate the voters, and the only way that's going to happen is for them to listen to more than just the liberal news and CNN and all that.
Noon to 3 Eastern right here, Thad. We're going to educate America. So invite if you work with anybody liberal, tell them to listen in, and we're gonna try to convert them to the right way of thinking. All right, folks, we got to scoot out of here. We've got another hour just ahead. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have a lot happening this hour of the show. Of course, the word coming down, the story we are watching is the predicted arrest of Donald John Trump could happen tomorrow. That's what President Trump told us over the weekend. At this hour, police in New York City are setting up barricades, police barricades. They are expecting lots of protesters. Now, President Trump urging people to get out and protest. I will say that many Republican leaders are saying, don't do that. Don't put a target on your back. And, of course, we have seen that we've seen what the FBI will do. The FBI will put on the MAGA hats. They'll put on the Trump shirts and get out there and cause mayhem. And of course, we don't want anybody doing. We don't want you doing that. And we don't want you to put yourself in that kind of a position. So whatever protest, if there are any, and I don't think they're going to be, mainly because everybody's got to go to work. But if there are, let's keep them peaceful. We're nonviolent. We're not like the Democrats. We don't burn things down. We don't beat people up. That's just not who we are. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from the great state of Texas, Congressman Chip Roy. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, I'm doing just fine. You know, I'm in Texas, so, you know, things are at least decent.
Well, then you're doing great. I'd rather be in Texas than, well, I'm a Tennessean, but I'd rather be in Tennessee, but I get your point. Congressman, real quick here, we've been talking for the past 2 hours about the reports coming out of New York that an indictment may be handed down. I want to get your reaction to what's going on here.
Yeah, this is just a classic example of the politicization and the weaponization of law enforcement against the people, and in this case, the former president. Look, you know, I'm not going to defend whatever is involved in terms of hush money. If you, you know, a few days before an election to a porn star, that's not what this is about really at the end of the day, because what it's really about is trying to take something that was a misdemeanor, kind of possible misdemeanor, that the DA passed over himself, involving something that the Fed passed over. And he's trying to backdoor and kind of go into this thing and say, oh, we're going to now make this a felony, because I'm feeling a lot of pressure from my left flank. And that's crazy. There's no justification for trying to use the power of the district attorney's office, especially while New York is on fire, by the way, in terms of crime, in terms of lawlessness, refusal of the DA to go prosecute crimes. And so now he's going to go try to take something that was a business transaction misdemeanor, try to say it was somehow involved with a felony violation of law, making it a felony, and try to apply that to the former president. Clearly political. It's wrong. And we should threaten to withhold funds from New York if they're going to politicize the carrying out of justice, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm glad that Jim Jordan's already sent the paperwork saying, hey, we want to see you, Mr. District Attorney, up on Capitol Hill to explain yourself. And again, we have this is a bit of conjecture because we have no way of knowing one way or the other if an indictment is going to be handed down this week. But nevertheless, the threat of it has really set off a firestorm, even among conservatives and Republicans.
Well, look, the thing is, if you don't jump out in front of some of these things, then, you know, you don't have no chance of beating it back. I don't know what the DA is going to do or whether he's going to listen to sanity, but you know, our job is to try to go preserve this republic for our kids and grandkids. Every one of these politicians, Donald Trump, myself, everybody involved, we're all going to be dead in 20 to 40 to 50 years, right? The question is what country are we going to pass down to our kids and grandkids? And I want one where the rule of law matters. And that's where Democrats will jump in and say, you're trying to set aside the rule of law, Chip, to go defend President Trump. Look, that's total garbage. The rule of law depends on it being applied under equal justice under law. You can't, handpick, cherry pick, apply it one way, apply it another. There is no way they would be, trying to force this prosecution on any other person not named Donald Trump. This is a political prosecution. It's ridiculous. Like I said, the Fed passed over it. The DA himself passed over it. Now they're, feeling heat from their left flank. So they want to use the power of the DA's office to try to go after the former president. We should roundly criticize that.
So I'm curious about the phrase, because this phrase set off Team Trump just a little while ago when Governor DeSantis came out, and he used that phrase that you just used, hush money to a porn star, and the Trump team thought that was a low blow. What say you?
Well, it's not about a low blow. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think the facts are out there. It's like $130,000 was paid. I mean, Michael Cohen's involved. I mean, if the president trusted Michael Cohen or he didn't, $130,000, appears to be a fact-based payment to someone who, in fact, is and was a porn star. So that is what it is. The point here is that's all tawdry. It all is, something that, we'd like to be focusing on other things right now while we've got inflation and while we've got wide open borders and while we've got China and Russia meeting and rattling against us, and we've got banks that are getting bailed out while we've got, but right now we also have to defend the rule of law. And so I'm happy to defend the president and defend against the, blatant abuse of prosecutorial authority to go after the former president. I think that's wrong.
You see, and I'm with you on this. I think this is, you have to look at the bigger picture. This is really not about party politics. This is about who we are as a nation, and we do not want to go down this path where you've got rogue district attorneys out there indicting presidents or anybody else that they just have a problem with, especially when they won't even go after the criminal thugs who are causing mayhem on the streets of New York City.
Yeah, Todd, look, people have got to get past this, you get in your corner and you're just going to be swinging at everybody. Look, my view is simple. We must follow the law. We must preserve and protect the rule of law. We must try to do what is right for the next generation. That's why I made the decision I made back in January 6th in 2021. Look, I'm endorsing Ron DeSantis. I don't hide from it. I put out a statement last week. I like him. I've known him for 10 years. He's a good man. He's taking on the establishment. He can serve for 8 years. He's a young guy. I'd like to get him to get in there and blow up the establishment for 8 years as president of the United States. But you know what? I'm not going to allow a bunch of politicized prosecutors and leftists to go after President Trump wrongly and undermine the rule of law in doing so. I'm just going to stand up on principle regardless.
Yeah, you see, I'm with you. And I think that's that every Republican ought to say what you just said there. We've got to confront this head on and put a stop to it. Congressman, real quick, I want to switch over to the border because there's some crazy stuff happening. And Fox News had some video of what, Chinese nationals coming across the border?
Yeah, I saw that too. I haven't got an update from anybody firsthand. I reached out to a couple guys. They're busy. But the bottom line is, yeah, I mean, we're seeing more and more of that. Last year, you had people from, I think, 151 different countries. We caught an Iranian just a month ago in a trunk coming through. I think it was, Del Rio or Eagle Pass. Now you've got a bunch of Chinese nationals coming across. When you send a signal to the world that your border is wide open and you're not enforcing it and you're just encountering people and releasing them in total violation of law, this is what you're going to get. This is why we must pass H.R. 29, the bill that I introduced, the Border Safety and Security Act, and is designed to force the Homeland Security Secretary to detain or turn away. If you do that, you'll basically have the same policies President Trump was successfully using under Title 42 and through the Migrant Protection Protocols to reclaim operational control of the border. This president doesn't want to. This secretary doesn't want to. This Republican House of Representatives better damn well step up and pass legislation to force them to have to do their job and do not fund the government unless you force them to make those changes.
I'm with you on that. All right, Congressman, great information, great intel. Hope you're enjoying your time back home in the Lone Star State.
Back to D.C. tomorrow to go represent the folks I'm happy to represent. And God bless, Todd.
All right, God bless you, Congressman. Good man right there. And look, again, you can support Trump, you can support DeSantis, and you can still be a great American patriot, right? And so Chip Roy has the right attitude here. And honestly, this was the attitude that DeSantis should have had. He is getting such bad advice from his handlers, such bad advice. He's going to have to do some wholesale changing of the guard when it comes to whoever is running whatever campaign he is running or not running, because he hasn't thrown his name into the hat just yet. So look, Steve Bannon and Mike Lindell just a few moments ago weighed in on DeSantis. Take a listen.
Governor DeSantis, you're better than this. That was a weasel approach. And don't give me the don't throw anything about the porn star. I don't need to hear it from you. Okay, don't need to hear it. Okay, Mike Lindell, the Election Crime Bureau report, sir.
Well, first of all, DeSantis is the Trojan horse we thought he was. I just want to put that out there, how disgusting he is. He met with Dominion lawyers on figuring out a way to make it easier to sue people for defamation like MyPillow and Mike Lindell. If they arrest our great President Donald Trump, hands down, he wins the 2024 election.
There you go. There you go. All right, we got to take a break here. Opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Do you stand with President Trump? 844-747-8868. You just heard Congressman Roy on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Man, I love those folks. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They're fighting for you every single day. They're making a difference, standing up for the Constitution, standing up for our rights as American citizens. And they have a great phone product as well. They have a plan to fit any budget. And also, if you're a family, you're a business, they got everything you're looking for. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is our landing page. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Check it out. Any questions you have, they're going to be able to answer for you. 972-PATRIOT is their telephone number. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now listen up, use my promo code Todd, whether it's online or on the phone, and they're going to give you even more discounts. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. All right, NYPD mobilizing 700 riot cops for tomorrow. We'll keep you updated on that. Real quick, let's go to Maine. WLOB, Cindy's been holding on for a little while. Hi, Cindy, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to share that I am still for Trump. I didn't vote for him the first time because I didn't like what happened on the bus with that Billy, whatever his name was, the Bush.
Billy
guy.
Bush. Billy,
yes.
Bush.
And I wasn't also that much up into politics, but the second time I did because I saw what he could do. And Yeah, he makes a slip sometimes and says things, something he shouldn't do, he shouldn't say. But, you know, the bottom line is what he accomplished during his presidency, especially fighting against the Democrats, he got a lot accomplished. And we know what he can do. And by having him come in here, he know he can get us straightened out in a heartbeat. You know, these people, China and Russia and North Korea, you know, when he gets reelected, they're going to be running with their tails behind him. They're going to be scared. And I think we'll see a big difference. I would like to see Ron DeSantis wait. He's got young kids. His wife, I believe, just got through cancer. Maybe after Trump's done 4 years, then Ron DeSantis could go in and do president. I'd like to see Tim Scott run with Mr. Trump, President
Cindy,
Trump.
Cindy, all great suggestions. We got you down in Trump's corner, and I like the idea of Tim Scott. And, of course, DeSantis doing a great job as governor, just starting his second term in office, so let's see how that plays out. Cindy, appreciate that call. God bless you. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A brand new survey out that is very disturbing about people of the Christian faith. Ed Vitagliano is with our friends at American Family Association. Ed, good to have you with us today. And what is this survey telling us?
Well, first of all, great to be with you, Todd. Always great to be with you and your listening audience. Well, the survey was conducted, I think it was an Ipsos survey. It was conducted as part of Alliance Defending Freedoms. They have an initiative trying to kind of get a sense of the viewpoint diversity in American culture. So the survey looked at employees, and 3 in 5 U.S. employees said that even a respectful expression of their religious or political viewpoints would likely or somewhat likely carry negative consequences at work, meaning that 3 out of every 5 people in the workforce feel like they could either lose their job or be somehow punished for simply expressing their viewpoint. And these, I think, are mostly conservative people.
I find this to be appalling, Ed, and we've been sounding the alarm for quite some time. It's these, for example, when parents started speaking out at school board meetings, and then the next thing you know, there's a knock on the door from the FBI. Well, what's the point of that? The FBI is not going to arrest those people. They wanted to bully those parents into thinking the next time they say something objectionable at the school board meeting, they could get another visit from the FBI. So people self-censor themselves.
Yeah, they really do. In fact, we covered today a story out of New Jersey where a military school for the kids of people who are serving in our military, a mom went to her 7-year-old son's elementary school, and there was an entire wall plastered with LGBTQ papers done by the kids, including polysexuality. This mom simply posted a picture of the polysexuality and all these things posted on the wall on her Facebook page. A lieutenant colonel there at the base called the police on this mother and said she was a danger to the community. I find it hard to believe the police would have ever taken this seriously, but to your point, Todd, this is about chilling and shutting down speech that the radical left doesn't like. And apparently, according to this survey from Alliance Defending Freedom, it's working.
It is working, and that's horrible. And Ed, I mean, you guys do incredible work there at American Family Association, American Family Radio, at giving people a voice, and I hope letting them know they're not alone. And that's what we try to do on this program, is that there's strength in numbers, and I suspect at the end of the day there are more of us than there are of them, but we've got to find our spinal column, and we've got to have a ramrod backbone.
Yeah, because just to your earlier point, Todd, parents are discovering, and they started discovering during the lockdowns, during COVID, when a lot of kids were at home, and parents began to listen in as these kids were doing remote learning and began to listen in to the things their children were being taught. And I've got to say, I am really proud of the majority of parents in this country, because a lot of them are speaking up. They are demanding to know what teachers are teaching their kids. They're getting a lot of pushback But I don't think these parents are going away. And to your point, I think there are a whole lot more of us, and by us, I mean people who uphold the freedoms and liberties and love and appreciate the freedoms and liberties we've had in this country since its founding, since the Constitution. And they don't want to surrender those liberties. They don't want their kids being taught to hate the Constitution or the country that protects those liberties.
Ed, it's a terrific work you guys are doing. And folks, if you'd like to get more information, go to AFA.net. That's American Family Association, AFA.net. Ed, we're going to have to leave it there, but we really appreciate the great work you guys are doing.
And appreciate you, Todd, and really respect what you've done over the years and our gratefulness for your listening audience, too, because I think they're involved.
All right. Ed Vitagliano, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President over at American Family Association. Got to check out their website. Tons of great info there for families. AFA.net. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Turned 17 years old today. The kid's, what, 7 feet tall? The kid is huge. Just huge. Anyway, Barron, happy birthday to you, young man. And here's hoping you have a great celebration there at Mar-a-Lago. You know, they do a lot of the birthdays down. They do birthdays very well at Mar-a-Lago, if I don't mind saying so myself. Interesting story at ToddStearns.com. Drag queens interrupt Kirk Cameron's storytime reading in an Arkansas public library. I think the shock to me is the fact this happened in Arkansas. He was in Fayetteville when he was, and he was doing a Freedom Island book tour. So he's got a new collection of children's storybooks. And he's doing the storytime readings. And all of a sudden, these drag queens march in, and they block families and kids from attending, creating all sorts of chaos there at the library. Grown men wearing dresses and skirts and high heels, feather boas, pretending to be women. And a similar situation happened in the Nashville suburb of Hendersonville, where the library director was actually fired in the aftermath of that, because they treated everybody so incredibly rudely. So bizarre. The black drag queen nun in whiteface, well, there's a lot going on there, part of a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence of the Arkansas chapter of the Hillbilly Harlots. These are the same people that did a drag show at the Pink Palace Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us an author. He is president of Summit Ministries. The name of the new book, Exposing the Gender Lie, How to Protect Children and Teens from the Transgender Industry's False Ideology. Dr. Jeff Myers joins us. Doctor, hope you're doing well today.
Doing well. Thank you, Todd.
You know, you hear what happened with Kirk Cameron and the drag queens, and a lot of people are saying, I'm not sure they're understanding what's really going on here with these drag queens. It seems to me this is the first step in the grooming, in the acceptance of the transgender movement.
I think it can be, Todd. There's a lot of grooming that takes place. I'm far more concerned about what is happening in public school classrooms every day, the drag queen phenomenon. I think eventually will run its course. It's not like people say, oh, I think instead of going to the movies every month, I'd like to go to drag queen shows every month. No, that's just not going to do that. But people are getting a lot of attention and confusing a lot of children. And it sometimes masks what's really going on, that there is an intentional industry that is medical, pharmaceutical, and political that is behind this transgender movement.
I find this fascinating, and you mentioned this in your book, that citing a McLaughlin poll, that over 70% of Americans are angry about these deliberate attempts to expose kids to this stuff.
Americans are angry, and they should be angry, and they're probably not nearly as angry as they ought to be, because children are the victims here. Let me just mention the medical aspect of this. There's an entire medical pharmaceutical industry that has developed around the idea that instead of treating children for issues like childhood trauma, anxiety, and depression, we should instead convince them that they were born in the wrong body and give them irreversibly harmful medical treatments and surgeries. And billions of dollars are now at stake in this.
I'm wondering, when you look at the studies over the past couple of years now, it just seems to me that there's been this shocking number of children that are now dealing with this gender dysphoria, this gender confusion. Am I off base here?
No, you're not off base. The number of people who identify as transgender has doubled just within the last 2 years or 3 years. If you look at hashtag trans on TikTok, which I don't recommend, but it's 50.2 billion views of transgender videos. These are usually from biological men who are dressing up and pretending to be women, pretending to menstruate and all kinds of things. It's just so misogynistic and so damaging to women, but that's what's going on. And some studies are now saying that up to 39% of young people are now identifying as LGBTQ. It doesn't go from 2% to 39% without some kind of a social contagion. And it's bizarrely, the White House and other authorities just seem to be completely ignoring this aspect of it. Kids are being targeted, and there's money and power at stake, and they're doing nothing.
I'm not sure if you heard the comments from Minnesota's lieutenant governor last week, where she came out and said, you know, good parents will affirm their child's gender. So how, you know, if your little boy wants to be a girl, you have a responsibility to be a good parent to affirm that. How do you respond to that, doctor?
Well, good parenting means you do what is best for your child in reality, not by affirming false realities or submitting to political agendas. It's really important, maybe more important now than ever, for parents to affirm to their children that God loves them, that they were made in God's image, and that he made them male and female. That's also a biological reality. There are 6,500 catalog differences between males and females. And our maleness and femaleness is something that is good. If children don't understand that or don't see that, then parents can begin asking questions. In my experience, and I'm not saying this as a counselor, but I'm saying this as someone who's involved in a lot of religious instruction, most of the young people I've met and worked with who claim a transgender identity actually are dealing with a lot of deep childhood trauma and comorbidity, such as anxiety and depression, that are often left unresolved because people go immediately toward what is, quote unquote, gender-affirming care.
You talk a lot about the issues here, and you also talk about how to protect kids. What would you recommend? And folks, you got to get this book, Exposing the Gender Lie. What would you recommend that our audience do? What's the first step?
Well, the first step is you can download the book for free. I've decided just to make it freely available to everyone because the issue is so important. You just go to summit.org/protect. summit.org/protect. You can download it. You can forward it to anyone you want. The second thing is to help children recognize that they're being targeted. This is happening through social media. This is happening in the medical sphere. The medical industry and even the therapy industry have been taken over by people who promote gender-affirming care and actually will punish legally those who do not go along with it. So you've got to learn to stand up for kids. You've got to learn to stand up for the truth.
All right, Dr. Jeff Myers, he is president of Summit Ministries. Summit.org is the website, that's summit.org. Dr. Myers, thank you for writing this. And folks, I would definitely take full advantage of this free resource, Exposing the Gender Lie. Dr. Myers, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, there you go. Crazy times, just crazy times in our culture, folks. Unbelievable. And it's amazing. I've started taking a new approach on Twitter. When we post these videos, and there's one of an atrocious, barely clad man who could probably stand to lose a few pounds, can't we all? dancing provocatively, and a parent is literally shoving the little child towards the drag queen. And the reality is, there are people in our society, the other side, who support this. And they say that if you have a problem with a 4 or 5 year old child sticking a dollar bill into a grown man's thong, you are the bigot. You are transphobic or dragphobic. That's what they're trying to say. It's just unbelievable. But this is the reality of where we are right now in America. So I hope you get the book Exposing the Gender Lie. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Your calls coming up. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Heading to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Again, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Terry in North Carolina. Hi, Terry. What's up?
Hi, Todd. Number one, great book. I got to borrow it from my chiropractor.
Well,
loved it.
Well, thank you. Which book was this now?
Buttermilk Biscuit.
Oh, the biscuit, our daily biscuit. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. I like buttermilk biscuits, too. But anyway, called to tell you this. I'm a firm believer that Satan is really hard at work. And, I mean, you see it everywhere, and his lies are just abounding everywhere. And I feel like this thing with Trump is just another message to the rest of us to keep in our lane and don't speak up and don't do anything. We'll get you too. Do you feel like that? It's
yeah.
Just another sign, because they're not going to do anything with him. It's just letting us know that, just like January 6th, if you step up and say your voice, you're in jail.
Well, yes, exactly. And it's, you know, part of this silencing, you know, we had Ed Vitagliano on from American Family Association. He's talked about this survey. And the whole point of this is that they want you, the Democrats want you to fear. They want you to live in fear of the government.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And that's why, even on college campuses, when, you know, we had the federal judge at Stanford who was shouted down, that's the reason why, is they don't want free speech.
Yeah, these horrible things. And then I noticed on, I don't know, TikTok or somewhere, this little Muslim woman trying to protect her kids from that Jeffrey Marsh, saying, who do you think you are wanting to talk to our kids in secret? I don't know if you've seen that on there, but it's quite a story. And she was doxxed and threatened to, they're going to go after her children and everything else because she spoke up against him and his transgender stuff.
Well,
and it's really sad. She was crying. I mean, she's, they're going to hurt my children. You know, that's wrong. And nobody does anything about it.
That's true. It's true. Terry, I appreciate the call, and I think that's a good word of truth there. You know, it's, man, throw this out there with the whole drag queen. What is this, Dylan Mulvaney? Is that whoever that person is? The guy who thinks he's a child, a teenage girl. It's very odd, very off-putting. But whatever, it's a free country. You can dress up how you want to dress up. But have you noticed that all of these transgender folks, these guys who think they are girls, they dress as a female would look, as opposed to just, I mean, again, if there's really no difference between male and female, why would you just not look like a guy and just say, hello, my name is so-and-so and I'm a girl? Why do you have to put on the makeup? Why do you have to put on the fake breasts? Why do you have to put on the high heels? In a way, that is actually a stereotyping what a woman is, right? Right? Is it, I mean, if we're going to go down that path, I don't know if we're going to, but just want to throw that out there. It's all very, very troubling. By the way, interesting study. Just never thought I would see this. There is a black-centric website called Afru.com, Afru.com. They are now announcing that coffee is racist. There's an essay called How Drinking Coffee Perpetuates White Supremacy. They say coffee was created by black people for black people, and now a pillar of white supremacist capitalism. If you consume coffee, you are helping an industry built on racism. Now, this is a fascinating piece. It's a by staff byline there. And my question is this. What happens because I take my coffee black, I'm not sure that makes me a racist, right? Does that make me a racist? I don't think so. I just like my coffee black. I also like it strong. Strong black coffee. I don't think that makes me a racist. I do know that after two cups of strong black coffee, I'm pretty cordial, pretty good to be around. Now, I don't understand the people who put the half and half in there. I'm not saying anything. If you're put cream in your black coffee, so half black, half white, it's, you know, milk chocolate, I guess. According to Afro.com, if you have a white coffee drinking friend, he or she may have even let you be in on the old coffee joke. And I'm not going to repeat the coffee joke. I've never heard of this coffee joke, and I'm a connoisseur of coffee. I think they're just making this up. Unbelievable. So there you go. Afro.com says coffee is in fact horribly racist, and there's data to back it up. I'm calling hooey on this, ladies and gentlemen. Grade A hooey. What are we supposed to drink? Tea? I mean, come on. Are we like British or something? All right, let's go to Alabama. Phil on the line. Hey, Phil, what's up?
Hey, excuse me, Todd. I was just getting a last sip of my coffee a minute ago.
Well, hope it's not black coffee, my friend.
Hey, listen, thanks for a great show again. Just got to tune in, actually, to the last part of the show today. But Wayne Allen Root has made a suggestion. He's been posted on quite a bit on social media that if they arrest Trump tomorrow, that rather than doing the protest where they can have another January 6th thing, we all stay home this weekend. I think it's an excellent idea. No shopping, no traffic. Now, if you've got your wedding planned, I don't think you can cancel that. But basically, just shut down the country. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. I really do. I mean, you know, sending a message is always a good thing, and to do it nonviolently. You know, MLK used to do that. There were moments where they would stop grocery shopping, stop shopping in white businesses. It was very effective in Birmingham, Alabama, as you know, and I don't know. I think something like that might just work nowadays. I mean, if MLK did it, I got no problem with it.
Yeah, that way they can't accuse us because they set us up on January 6th, and we don't want that happening again.
Exactly. I like that, Phil. Good idea. We will pass that along, and thank you for listening. By the way, somebody wrote, DC Drano has a massive following. Almost 700,000 people on Twitter. Says, today was a massive letdown for the MAGA base. Yes, Trump is our guy for 2024, and there's no shaking that. But we just got a preview of how DeSantis would fight the regime in 2028. And his response was not only lackluster, he got outflanked to the right by Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, he's right, folks. He is not wrong here. This Trump indictment is not a sideshow. These Marxist political persecutions are an existential threat to the rule of law and the Constitution. They must be countered with every ounce of political power, or they will metastasize and destroy this nation. And you see, McCarthy understands that. He gets that. And we need everybody else to get it, too. This is not about scoring points for the Republican primary right now. This is about fighting for the heart and soul of our nation. We cannot allow George Soros to win this one. We cannot allow that to happen. $1 million he gave that DA in New York City. All right, folks, it's been a terrific show. If you just tuned in, like Phil, go back, download the podcast, listen to the first 3 hours of the program. Powerful interviews today, great calls. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Be good, America.